Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so we're going to talk about kids sleeping with you. And if you have anything to contribute to this as a parent, call 909-1065, 916-909-1065. And the reason we're getting into this is because of Kristen Cavallari. Who is Kristen Cavallari again?
She was on The Hills.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know her.
She was on a podcast. And
no, she has her own podcast.
She was talking about her kids sleeping with her.
What ended up happening with Jackson was he started sharing a room with Camden, and then that all of a sudden it just stopped. He stopped coming in my room. But I've told you guys, I do let him sleep with me. Now it's one night a week. So when school started, I told Jackson and Sailor, you guys get one night a week with me. We can't do every other night, because for a while we've been doing every other night. And I finally was like, guys, I need a night by myself.
And she goes on to say also, like, especially in the mornings, tiptoeing around, trying to stay quiet
Let
them sleep a little bit longer was just exhausting. So we want to know, like, what is too old to still sleep with your parents? Again, her kids are 11 and 9. 11 and 9, and they're both boys, I think. Well, I don't know. Sailor, I don't know. That could be it either. But 909-1065. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Do you have a kid that currently sleeps with you or did in the past?
Yeah, we're kind of in an in-between phase right now. The deal is she has to sleep in her bed for 5 nights until she gets to have a big sleepover with mommy. No crying, no screaming for mom in the middle of the night or anything, or the counter starts over.
And how old did you say she was? 4?
Yeah, she's about to turn 5 in November. She's right here, actually.
How does she feel about it?
Yeah, what's her name?
Mia Bella.
How does she feel about this plan?
Sissy, how do you feel about it? That I don't know. She's not a big fan. She's not at all. We just recently started this with her because she's been attached to my wife, like, at the hip. And it's been a struggle as a husband, you know. It affects things.
Well, sure, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. What is your plan? How long would you let this plan go on? Because she's still going to sleep with you at least one night a week. Like, how old do you think is too old?
Well, when she has her sleepovers with her mom, then I have a boys' night with our son. So it kind of works out. I don't really mind how long it goes on in terms of that.
Oh, that's sweet.
You guys are sweet.
That's pretty sweet. How old's your son?
He's 10.
Okay.
I bet he loves that.
It'd be funny if you were like, he's like 17. Alex, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go from Alex being super sweet about it to Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
We're talking about having your kids sleep with you, and what's the situation in your house?
Hell no. We don't do that. My kids got stinky breath. They got their hair everywhere. They kick everywhere. I wake up in the morning, I need a vacation, I need a hotel, I don't even care if I'm at the Motel 6. This is ridiculous. No. And one night a week, my one night stand stopped when I was in my 20s. No, thank you. We ain't doing that in my house. No. No, sir. No, ma'am.
That's so funny. That's actually, thank you so much for your your call. That's kind of the approach that we always had in our family. Like,
and I've always been a lot more loosey-goosey about kids coming in the bed.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
So, do you have a kid that sleeps in your bed still?
Yes, he's going to be 11 in December, and he still sleeps with me. And when he heard you guys talking about this on the radio, I'm going to call. And he's like, don't call. Why do you have to call?
Does he not want people to know?
He doesn't. I guess not, because I was like, I'm going to call because you still sleep with me. He's like, you don't have to call. I like this radio station. Don't call.
See, I think no matter how old the girls were, I would be perfectly fine with them occasionally just climbing in. I probably want to go to sleep myself.
Yeah.
But then if they like climbed into the bed, even if the, well, now 17-year-old climbed into bed with me, I'd be like, this is so nice.
So let me ask you this then. What, and Nina, you can be part of this too. What is the age cutoff? And I do feel like, and this is just my opinion, that the age cutoff is different for boys and girls.
I don't think there needs to be an age cutoff as long as it's just an occasional thing.
Nina, what do you think?
My husband has to go sleep in the living room because there's no space in the room. I mean, in the bed for us. Like, he refuses to go in his room. And he will tell my husband, he's like, you're comfortable in the living room. I like to sleep with mommy. When I don't sleep with mommy anymore, you can take my place. And I'm just like, dude. And my husband, he's like, we have to really, like, make him sleep by himself. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying. Like, can you
thanks for all the phone calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.